So he made these cars, six of them, and then Wanamaker and Ford, you had said, approached him about buying the patent for the transmission.
Yeah, so that's what was told to me by my family, my dad and my grandfather. Like, apparently he built this, promoted it as like the reverse gear, you know, first and second gear with a reverse and stuff. And then apparently, yeah, Wanamaker through Ford approached him saying, hey, you know, we want to use your transmission. And then my great grandfather said no, for whatever reason. You know, I don't know, maybe he couldn't agree on a licensing fee, couldn't, you know, whatever, or just didn't want to sell it outright. So then apparently, this is the fun rumors, late at night, John Wanamaker broke into, or somebody for John Wanamaker broke into my great grandfather's place in Brooklyn, stole the plans, and then 6 months later, or something like that, or you know, 6 months or so later, all of a sudden Ford cars started having reverse transmissions. And it was kind of like, wait a second, this looks familiar, you know? So,
So it was like your great grandfather, this was Frederick. He definitely had, like, his offices were broken into and the plans were stolen.
yeah, I mean,
He
that's
suspected it had something to do with Wanamaker.
right. He suspected Wanamaker and Ford. I don't know the timelines, you know what I mean? It was never really written down. It's like, on this date, I met with Wanamaker, you know, 2 weeks later, my place was broken into. There's no like definite whatever, but you know, you could say there's a lot of coincidental to it. And then he got pissed and then went after them for copyright infringement and, you know, went to a judge and they were gonna decide the fate of Ford. From what my father told me at the time, apparently the lawyers that my great grandfather hired were kind of in cahoots with the lawyers of Wanamaker and Ford. And they worked out a deal where my great grandfather was supposed to get a dollar for every car sold using that patented transmission.
Are you, I think you said before that Buick actually reached out to him.
I think so, through the lawyer because of the Ford case.
Because of the Ford case.
Right.
Gotcha.